On the bottom of Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, Mura said that Shreifas Bas Kohen, even though it says Bo'esh, since after the Esh it says Tisoreif, so the halacha is that any Shreifa, and then we have a Zereshove to Bnei Aaron that it was a Dafka Shreifa inside. So Gemara says, well, how about Parim HaNisrafim? There it also says, what's it called, Tisoreif, and it says also Bo'esh, and yet it has to be Dafka Esh. So Gemara says there, the Esh comes last. So it qualifies the Tisoreif, and therefore that's Dafka the Esh. But here, the Tisoreif comes after the Esh, so it's Marbe, other Shreifas. So Gemara says, Hosam Nami Ksiva Shreifel of Asof. Over there also, in the end, it says, Tisoreif, Tichsiv, Al Shefech Hadeshin Yisoreif. So there also, Yisoreif should be marbe all different kinds of Shreifas, not just fire. Amri Ahu Yisoreif, 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 no, that extra Yisoreif, we need for a different Rosha. Yisoreif, Afapish, Ein Shom Deshin. That you have to burn it in fire, even though there's no Deshin there. This is Al Shefech Hadeshin, Mashma, that only if there's ashes on the Mizbeach, then you burn it, right? But if there's no ashes, then you don't have to burn it. So the Torah comes along and says, Yisoreif, no matter what. Yisoreif, afapi shehetzi so'or berubo. And it has to be totally burned. Even if most of it's burned, that's not good enough. It has to be that you have to burn it completely. Rashi, al shefech hadesh in Yisoreif, seifa dahu kroa dechsi buhu bo'eshu. At the end of that pasuk that says Eish, it says Yisoreif again. Afapish ain't shom deshin, the lotema deshin copied Rachman Lesorfa, Mokum Shoyu Motsim Shom, Dishna Shom Mizbeach Achitzon. That it has to be burnt in a place where you have ashes from the Mizbeach. Kidichsi, Vahotsias Hadeshin, or Michutz Lamachane. All the ashes from the Mizbeach you brought to a place outside the Machane. The Nikla Deshin Misham, no Yisrafenoshom. And if there's no ashes there, then you don't burn it there. Kamash Malon, you saw it, Mikol Makom. In the place where the ashes normally were, you burn it. And even if most of it's burning, you have to be involved with it till it's completely burnt. That's what you learn from this word, Yisoreif. Ravina Omar Koruch Betani. Ravina is going back, Rashi. Ravina Omar, Hoda Pirchus Le'el, the Rebbe. Midi Itzrich Michva Michva Le'erbuye Gacheles. According to Rebbe, the fact that you needed a Rebuy to tell me that coals are also considered fire. Mashma, without a ribui, coals are not considered fire. Lo tikshu. Right? Shouldn't ask a question like that, because Rabbi Lechora holds coals are considered fire. The masnisim shabeshtahi. The way we had that brisa was not the way it should be. The gacheles lav miribu the mikvasa. The brisa should not read that you're marbe gacheles from mikvah. Also, Latana. Ela mashmuusa de esh. Mich gacheles is included in esh. The kor of the tani gacheles b'hadei esh b'mashmuus the reisha. Ein li ala esh b'gacheles. Ribuya de michva michva the remetz the seed also. And the ribuya michva only comes to tell me had ashes and seed, but not gacheles. Gacheles is mamish esh, and you don't need a ribuya. And therefore, Rebbe who holds gacheles is like esh by korban pesach. Also would hold over there by Michvah, that's Eish. You don't need a special Ribui. Ravina Omar, Koruch Betani. Read the Brisa differently. Michvah's Eish. Right? It says that if the Nega came from a burn, Ein li ela shen Michvah be'Eish, Uve Gacheles. That only includes Mamish fire or a hot coal. So that's automatically fire. Nichte beremetz besid roseach vegatsis roseach v'chol dover habomach masaor lasuye chame haor minayin. How do you know that anything that was heated up in the fire and caused a burn and then the negger came there, that the same halach applies? Talmud lomer michva michva riba. You only need this riboy for all the other things, but not for gacheles. Okay. Rava Rami. Right, so Rava now brings a stira in Rebbe, another stira. Mi omer Rebbe gecholim mikruesh. Does Rebbe hold that coals are considered fire? The Ramini gachale says by Yom Kippur, right, that he has to take gachale esh me'al gabei mizbeach and put the ketores on them. So it says gachale esh. Gachale. Why does it say Gachale? Yochel Omimos. Right? I might think that even what's it called, coals that are not burning red, they're already cooled off and they're not red hot. I might think those are also what you can put the ketores on. Tamid lomer eish. It has to be gachale eish. It has to be fire. So it has to be red hot. E eish yochel shalheves. If it said eish, I would think that it only has to be a flame, but not coals that are red hot. Tamid lomer gachale. Therefore, it says gachale. It doesn't have to be a flame. It could even be coals. Okay, so what is something that's coals and fire together? Okay, so maybe min halocha shos. You have to bring coals that are still red hot. Alma gecholim lo ikri eish. You see that what's it called? It's only because it says gachale eish that what's it called? That coals are that the locha shos are considered fire. Right? But if we just say stam gecholim, I would say you don't need eish. And it's not a gecholim are not considered eish. You need both, gachale and eish. Rashi, gachale velokach melo hamachto gachale eish. Yim nomer gachale velo nemer eish, yochol gecholim omamos, kivuyos. I might think you can have what's it called coals that are already black, they're hot, but they're black. Avalo lo chashos boros, not ones that are still red hot and burning. The hanach lab gecholim hu, stama ele eish. Right? I might think that you can use the ones that are not burning red, because the ones that are burning red, right, are not considered gecholim, those are considered eish. Talmud lomer eish, baser gachale. Therefore the Torah added gachale eish, lahavi es halochashos, that you can use even the burning ones. You don't need dafke gecholim that are not eish, but even gecholim that are eish. Inemer eish velo nemer gachale, so let's just say eish. And I'll know that even what's it called, coals that are burning are okay. Then I would say you need a flame, not burning hot coals. Mashma, the burning hot coals are not eish. The lav eish stam aninhu, because eish stam means a flame, not burning hot coals. Tamid lomer gachaleish. Therefore, it said both of them. To tell me you don't need a flame. On the other hand, the ones that are not burning hot, red hot, are no good. Ki kasvino le tavayu mashma gecholim sheyesh lohen eish. Gecholim that are burning red hot. Tamar says, V'hagufa kasha, Amris gachale yochel omamos, Alma locha shos eishninu. Now, if in the Havamina we would say that gachale, what's it called? If it just said gachale, so I would say that it's dafka coals that are not burning red, because coals that are burning red are not gecholim, they're eish. So the svara would be that gecholim that are burning red hot are eish. Alma lo chashos eish ninu. Eim seifa. E eish yochel shalheves. If it only said eish, I would say it has to be a flame, not coals that are burning. So it's a stira. Right? Are gachale dafka not burning red coals, and then burning red ones are eish? Or is eish dafka a flame, and burning red coals are not considered eish? Tamadover gachle. Alma filo lo chashos lav eish ninu. So it's a stira in the b'raisa itself. Vomer of Sheshes Hachitani. So Sheshes explained that means the following. Gachale. Yochel bein omamos bein lochashos. If it said gachale, stam gecholim include both. It includes burning red coals and hot coals that aren't burning red. Talmud lomer eish. Therefore, it doesn't include the ones that are not burning red. Has says eish. E eish, if it only said eish, yochel shalheves. I might think it's only a flame. So gachale includes both kinds of coals, stam. The fact that it said eish, if it only said eish, it would include only a flame. Tamid lomer gachale. So and so therefore it can't be only a flame because it says coals are okay. Okay, so maybe min halocha shows. So the way that Rav Sheshes learned the braisa, mikol makom gecholim lo ikriyesh, comes out that gecholim are not called fire. If it would say gecholim, I would say that both lo chashos and omamos are called gecholim. But it's not eish. The fact that it said eish only, then neither of them would be included. Right? The fact that it says both of them, so red hot coals are included together with a flame. Kashiv Rebbe, right? B'maisa is a kasher, because Rebbe holds that coals are stam called eish, right? Here you need gachale to make coals considered eish. Rabbi treats achi. Gachale, learn the b'risa differently, not like Rav Sheshe said. And then we can explain it according to Rebbe. If it only said gachale, yochel olamos velo lo chashos, I would say that only coals that are not red hot are considered coals, because red hot coals are considered fire. Tamad lomar eish. Therefore, eish comes to tell me even the red hot ones are okay. E eish, if it only said eish, yochel rotzer shal heves yavi rotzer gacheles yavi. Right. If it said Aish alone, I would think you could either bring red-hot coals, because they're called Aish, or just a flame. You don't need coals at all. That's if it just said Aish. And I would think you could have either coals that are red-hot, because they're considered Aish, or a flame that has no coals. Talmud Lomar Gachalei. Okay, so maybe in Aloha shows, you have to bring Dafka coals that are red-hot, and those are Aish. But if it only said Eish without Gecholim, I would say, bring a flame without coals. Omar Rabba, Rotsa Gacheles Yavi, Rotsa Shalheves Yavi, Shalheves Lo Gacheles Hechim Eshkachesla. What's the case where you have a flame without coals? Where's the, what's the flame coming from? Kedon Deshafi Lamonim Nishchev Isli Beinura. You smeared a kli with oil, and you lit the oil. So it's the fire is not coming from a coal. It's coming from the liquid oil by itself. There's no coal here. Mar says, "Ahula malikrola mute." Why need a pasuk to tell me that he shouldn't bring in, right, something smeared with oil and make the ketores on top of that? Hashlo tni melech boshav adominosim came. Tni melech malchi amlochem akadosh baruch lo koshkein. You don't make ketores on that kind of fire by people. Koshke, not before the Rabbanu Shalom, it's not a kavadika way of making ketores, right, to put it on something that's what's it called, it's stam a flame. Elam a Rava tritzachi. If a Rava said, learn the b'raisa of the following. Gachale. Yochel omos velo lo chashos. If it said gachale, then red hot coals are not gecholim. They're eish. Just like Rebbe said. And I might think, therefore, that it's only the hot ones that aren't red hot that are called gecholim. Talmud lomar eish. Therefore, I had to say eish to tell me that it's even lo chashos, or it's lo chashos. E eish yochol yavi mechze gacheles mechze shalheves. Right? I might think you bring something that is half gacheles, means it's not burning yet, and half shalheves. One where the what's it called, where the flame is already coming from it. And by the time you, what's it called, you bring it in, all of it turns into a coal. In other words, part of it is just burning. The wood is burning. It hasn't yet turned into charcoal. And part of it is red hot charcoal. So therefore, if it said eish, I would say that you could have a combination when you bring it in, it could still be part flame and part coal. And once you get inside, it's all coals. Right? Samara says, Talmud Lomar, V'lokach meloha machto gachaleyesh. The fact that it says V'lokach, right, me'al mizbeach, mishaf v'kicho nehevi gecholim. It has to be all gecholim before you, what's it called, you bring it in. When you take it, it has to be gecholim. And that gecholim is eish. But you need gecholim that are eish. Gecholim that are eish is what's it called, is lochashos. So, parshit, coal that's burning red hot is fire. The fact that it says coals, though, comes to tell me that a fire without coals is no good. Iboyelahu, omemos o omemos. The coals that are not red hot, they're cooled down. Is the word omemos with an aleph or omemos with an ayin? Om Rabbi Yitzchok, arozim lo amemul began Elohim. So Rabbi Yitzchok said, what's it called? The pasuk says that arosim, big cedar trees, didn't diminish. So the word to diminish, to cool off, is with an ayin. Okay, Rashi. Ha gufa kasha. Amris gachle yochel omamos. V'lo lo chashos. From gecholim itself, I would say it's davka what's it called, not red hot, because red hot is fire. Lo mishtamale lo chashos mechlav de lo chashos lav gichol mikru. Lo chashos are not called coals, they're called fire. Umay mikru al kochik esh, they're called esh. V'hadar tani esh shal heves mashma lo chashos. Then it says, if it only said esh, I wouldn't say red hot coals, I'd say dafka flame. So which is it? Are red hot coals considered esh, or are they considered gichol? V'amr av sheish es garsinan, yochol deit omamos bein lo chashos, esh ashi yirtsa. I might think you bring either one. The Tarvayu Gachli Mikru, both are called Gachli. Talmud Lomar Eish, Basar Gachli, Lafuke Omos. Gachli Eish comes to tell me it has to be the red hot ones, not the ones that have cooled off already. The E Eish below Gachli, Yochel Shalheves. If it only said Eish without Gecholim, I would say that it's a Stama flame. The Vade Eish Stama ain't Gecholim Lochashos from Mashka. Now we're saying that Stam Eish is not burning hot coals. Stam Eish is a flame. That's why he said both of them. Tamar says, Mikomakom the Rebbe Kasha. The way Rav Sheshis learns it, comes out that red hot coals are not called fire. They're called Gachaleyesh, but they're not called Eish, because Eish Stam would be a flame. So how could Rebbe say that coals, red hot coals, are considered a fire, Lagabi Korban Pesach? The Isri Gachleish Mamino Eish Stama Ein Gachelis for Mashma. Stam Eish, and by Korban Pesach it says Sli Eish. Mashma, you need a flame, not coals. Rabbiya Tritzachi Gachle Yochel Omamos Velo Yochashos. If it said Gachle, I would say it's Dafka, the cooled off coals, not the burning red hot ones. The Lochashos love Gachle Ninu El Eish. Lochashos are considered fire, just like Rebbe says by Korban Pesach. Talmud Lomar Eish, the Hainu Lochashos. Therefore it said Eish to tell me that it's talking about the burning red hot coals. Ava B'Seifa lo tema e Eish yocho shal heves lo gacheles. B'Seifa don't say it, but would just say Eish. I would say it has to be a flame and not coals, and then it would be a kashan Rebbe. Ela e Eish yocho rotsa gecholim lo chashos, rotsa shal heves below gecholim. If it only said Eish, I would say both are included. A flame and red hot coals. They're both called Eish. And you can bring just a flame also. The Tarvayu Eish Mikru. Talmud Lomar Gachale Eish Lemute Shal Heves Grains. So the Torah said Gachale Eish to exclude Stama flame. Has to be a fire that's coming from a coal. Mechtsu Gacheles U Mechtsu Shal Heves. Kigon Ud Shehutsa So Ur Berubo. You have a piece of wood that most of it already had burned. The Yitom in Mizbeach Achitzon. You'll take that. Part of it hasn't turned into a coal yet. The wood's still burning. The other one has become red hot, but it's a coal. The wood's gone, it's just charcoal now. The bein gacheles u bein shal heves mikriyesh. Because I might think that both the flame and the, what's it called, and the coal part are called esh. The chimoti hasem mizbeach achitzom lifnai v'lifnim havele kugel gacheles. When you get inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the whole thing would have turned into a coal. And then you put the ketores on. So now it's proper to put the ketores on a coal, not onto a flame. The ilu liyulei hachilo itzrich lemiuta, right? The lefnei melech boser v'dom ein medin ud bishal heftum et neisha mala oshem, right? I don't need a pasuk to tell me you can't bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim like that. So I need a pasuk to tell me you can't take it off the mizbeach like that. Because in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you don't bring something which hasn't turned into a coal because it's making a lot of smoke. Until the wood burns and it turns into a coal, it makes a lot of smoke. So you don't bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim like that. The chiyitzrich miyuta v'shasper kichitzrich. When I take it off the mizbeach, I might think that part shall have this and part coal is okay. Because by the time you bring it in, it'll be all coal. Talmud lomar mishasper kichol lehevi gachleyesh. V'lokach melo hamachto gachleyesh. When you take it off the mizbeach, it already has to be totally a coal. And not the flame. The ain shall have is mashma gachleyesh. Gachleyesh is not a flame. Gachleyesh is dafka red hot coals. Arazim molamu lo ikoas maraso. They didn't diminish its look, right? The look of these cedars were not diminished. Began fishahayin noni kolilonis. The Al Chirim Melech Tzur Nemar. It was said about Chirim
It's an allegory about Hiram, that he was not diminished. His stature was like an heiress that wasn't diminished in Gan Eden. Okay. So it should come out from this sugya that when Rebbe said that coals are fire, he's talking about red hot coals, the charet. Because the whole sugya, coals that are not red hot are surely not fire. They're gecholet. I mean, it's dafka those, right, that are called gecholet. And not the red hot ones. The red hot ones are called eish and not gecholet. And the Gemara says, no, maybe they are so called gecholet, but they're surely nowhere in this sugya is not red hot coals called eish. So they ask on the Rambam. The Rambam brings down the halacha that you can use coals. He doesn't say dafka red hot coals. Mashma from any kind of coals. And from the sugya is mashma that if it's not red hot coals, it's surely not eish. It's only possible that red hot coals are called eish. A lot of Torah on that. Okay. Noga v'charoso shel tanur. Okay. If the Kozen Pesach touched their tanurim were made out of cheres, out of earthenware. So if the Korban Pesach touched the side of the oven, then yiklof is makomo. Then the place where it touched, okay, is awesome. Because that's not sliyesh. That wasn't roasted by the fire. That was roasted by hot cheres. That's not fire. That's for sure. That's not a coal. That's just the oven gets hot. So the heat of the oven is now cooking it, baking it, and roasting it, and not the fire. So that place where it touched, you have to be kolef. You shave off the outer layer of that place because you can't eat that part of the Korban Pesach. Not that me rotval acheres, the chazrei lov. On the other hand, if some of the juice of the korban fell on the cheres, so that part now is usher to eat because it's not sliyesh. It's rotav that was roasted by the what's it called by the wall of the tanur directly. Now that rotav, which is usher, went back onto the Korban Pesach. So now you have something liquid that came in contact with the Korban Pesach that's usher to eat. So now the liquid goes much deeper into the Korban Pesach than if it just touches the dry wall. Right? Yitlas makomo. Then you need a tilas mako. Not just shaving off the outer layer. There you need to take out as much as an ovi etzpa. That's the shear of netila. Kedei netila is the thickness of a finger. So you'd have to take out much more than just the outer, shave off the outer layer. You need to take out as much as the rotav goes in is the kedei netila. Tosfos asks, l'chora, then every case you should need kedei netila. Because when it touched the outside of the, what's it called, the when it touched the inside of the oven, so now that outer layer becomes aser. But there's rotav in that outer layer. That rotav then should aser farther in, right? The today klipa touches rotav. The rotav now touches the rest of the Korban Pesach. So you should always have to take a klipa plus a kedei netila. So Tosfos is talking where there's not a lot of rotav. Where it's not a juicy Korban Pesach. It's a dry Korban Pesach. So therefore, the little bit of rotav doesn't do this. But if it's mamish rotav, it came out of the meat, it came back on it, then it goes kedei netila. But the rotav that's in the meat, if it's not very juicy, is not going to go deeper in. The crazy of Yonason Abeshitz, Taka says every time you need kedei netila, kedei klipa, you need two klipas. Because the outer klipa asks the next klipa. But the next one, since it only became aser because of the first one, can't aser a third one. But the first one asers the second one. So really, whenever it says kedei klipa, it means two klipas. First a shaving and then another shaving off. Okay, not that me wrote for our solves. If, let's see Rashi here, noga b'chiroso shel tanur, noga ha-pesa b'charoso shel tanur. The Korban Pesach came in direct contact with the hot oven. Yiklof bin ha-pesach, mokum shenaga b'tanur. You have to shave off that outer layer that touched the tanur. Kin mefarish b'morish, and it's basul shom michom ha-tanur. Because that was cooked or roasted by the heat of the oven, not by the fire. V'lo tzli'eshu, kin amrin le'el. Mishum shenemar tzli'esh, ne'pamim, lamutei tanur shigarfo. It has to be mamish fire. And not the heat of the oven without fire. the cheres and the funus gorif omihu, and the walls are not fire anymore. But the direct heat is coming from the wall, not from the fire. Not the betanam mirotav al cheres. If some of the juices of the cordon dripped on the wall, so now they're roasted, not from the fire. So they're also the chazrei love, and then that piece that was also came back on the korban pesach. Shechazrei shumin shenischani min acheres v'nivlo pesach. The nitlos makomo. The lo sagi le beklipa. There it's not enough with just klipa because it's a liquid. Ela benetila yofa yofa ba'ovi. You have to take out a thicker amount because it gets absorbed farther into the korban than just the external layer. The shuman nivla besocho harbe, rotav juices right get absorbed farther in, but also shuman mevushel menacheres, and that shuman is also to eat because it's mevushel menacheres. The Rambam learns that as long as the rotav is in part of the meat, even though it gets heated up by the meat and not by the fire, right? But that's all considered one thing. Masheke, once it comes out, then it's not considered part of the meat anymore. Now it's considered something by itself. And now if it's getting heated up by the oven directly, then it's a problem. Okay, not up mirotvo ala soles, right? If some of the juices of the Korban Pesach now went on flour. So yikmotes makomo. You have to take with your hand from that whole area of the flour that's wet. See, we'll say what the problem is, right? Why, what's going on the flour? Pashas, the flour we're talking about over here is burning hot. So it's the same thing as if it went on the oven. It's not being heated, not being roasted by the fire. It's being roasted either by the wall of the oven or by this burning hot flour. So flour itself is burning hot. So the flour heats up the rotav, and therefore it's also because it's not shliach. That's how Rashi learns. Mefarish b'gemara, the besolus rosachas is talking where the flour is burning hot. The matve rotav michom asolus vavit shlimach mesbavarachim. So the problem with this is that the rotav, which is part of the korban pesach, was roasted by the flour, not by the fire. If you're not allowed to eat that rota, which was heated up by the soles, because it's not shliach, therefore take a handful of the flour, include all the part that is wet, and get rid of it. The yisuf also comes kishar kachim sulit, and burn it like any kachim sulit. You can't eat it, so it's awesome. The Rambam seems to learn that it's talking even where it's not soulless, that is what's it called, burning soulless. And the problem is that it's not called sli'esh basar. You have to eat it, the ochlus ha-basar sli'esh. This is not basar, right? Gravy is not basar. As long as it's in the carbon, it's called basar. But once it comes out by itself, right, you can't eat it anymore. Because it's what's it called? It's not called shliach baser. It's a baser shliach. It's not baser anymore. The male is also to eat. Okay. To sacho b'shemen truma. If you smear the korban pesach with shemen of truma, so im chaburas kohanim yochlu. If it's a chabur of kohanim, it's okay to eat because the fire still roasts the meat. Even though it goes through the oil, that's not a problem. I will see the Gemara is going to speak about why it's not a problem. Right? The chora, the fire heats up the shemen, and then it's cooked and not roasted. So we'll see the Gemara is going to speak about it. But the problem of the truma is a separate problem. Two problems here. One is the chora, the shemen truma that a regular Israel is not allowed to eat. So if it's a chabur of kohanim, you don't have a problem eating the truma, right? But if it's roasted like that, right? In other words, it was you put the shemen truma on when it was raw, and then you roasted it. That's a problem because it's not roasting anymore; it's cooking. the meat is getting cooked by the hot oil. So therefore, the Gemara says it's talking where you put the shemen on after it was roasted. Then you smeared it with, what's it called, with olive oil. It makes it taste better. So then it was already roasted. Now the only problem is eating the truma. So if you're a chabur of Kohan, you can eat the truma. In Shal Yisrael, right, if it's a, what's it called, Yisrael, im chayhu, if the animal was still raw, so yadichena, wash it off. Wash off the truma. Right, the chori, you're ruining the truma, though. You know, Masami can wash it off in such a way that the truma still, the oil of the truma is still intact. The imtslihu, if it's already roasted, yiklo fesachitzo. Then you have to shave off the whole outer layer because they can't eat the korban pesach if there's truma on it. Because it's regular Yisrael, you can't eat truma. So you'll have to shave off the outer layer and, right, socho b'shemen shel ma'aser sheni, if you smeared it with shemen, that was ma'aser sheni, which you're allowed to eat in Yerushalayim, right? That's not the problem. So anybody could eat it. Not only a Kohen, a regular Yisrael can eat, and it's in Yerushalayim because you can't eat the Korban Pesach anywhere else. So lo yasenu dovnim al b'nei chabura. You can't now raise the price on everybody else's chelik. I have my ma'aser sheni, right? So I used my ma'aser sheni to smear the Korban. So now I want to, and everybody has, let's say, $10 they paid for their part of the Korban Pesach. I want to add another dollar to everybody to pay for my ma'aser sheni oil. Right? You're not getting only Korban Pesach, you're getting also oil for ma'aser sheni. Kind of can't do that. She ain't pod in ma'aser sheni b'sholayim. Let's do another gear to here. Ain't mocher in ma'aser sheni. You can't sell ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. Right? And therefore, I can't sell the ma'aser sheni. I can't take extra money for the ma'aser sheni. I have to let people eat it for free. Can't sell it to them. And the gears that we have is ain't pod in ma'aser sheni b'sholayim. Since you can't be pod in Yerushalayim, you have to eat the thing itself. You can't redeem it on money and make the money kodesh and go buy other food and that food becomes chulin. That you can't do. And because you can't do that, you can't sell it either. That's what Rashi holds. Since you can't be pod it, we're afraid if you sell it, people think you're being pod it. And Tosfos learns you can't sell it because ma'aser sheni is mamon gavoah, and if you sell it, it's a zilzul for ma'aser sheni. Ma'aser sheni is something you're supposed to eat, it's a mitzvah, not something you're supposed to sell. Okay. Imcha yadichenu, if the, what's it called, the Korban Pesach was still raw, then smearing it with oil, the oil doesn't get absorbed into the meat, it just stays on the outside. So then wash it off, the lo bala, because it didn't absorb in. Sli, boy, klipa, mishum, the bala. But if you put it on after it was roasted, then it's a problem. Then what's it called, since the Korban Pesach is hot and it's what's it called, it's soft because it was roasted, the oil gets absorbed in. So then, what's it called, you have to yikolish makomo. Then you have to, right, then yikolish makomo. And if not, just washing it off is enough.
Why only?
Because it could be talking where it's not hot, it's just soft. So then it just goes into the outer layer. Ein mocher ma'aser sheni b'Yerushalayim, v'afilu la'ochlo shom b'kedusha. You can't sell ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim, even to eat it, b'kedusha's ma'aser sheni. D'chiyir b'mimcha aderech v'nasat v'abakesef. See, that's the pasuk that says you can't be poda ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim. So Tosfos learns that what Rashi means to say is, since you can't be poda, therefore you're not allowed to sell it, because we're afraid if you'll sell it, you'll come to be pod there too. The difference between selling it and being pod there, when I sell it, you eat the ma'aser sheni, the kedusha. Just taking money for it. But people will think, well, if you take money, then the money becomes kodesh, and the ma'aser sheni becomes chulin. And you can eat it even outside Yerushalayim. The mashmah will know. And therefore they made a gzera not to sell it, that you shouldn't come to redeem it. And Tosfos learns that the selling itself is awesome, because it's not covered for ma'aser sheni to sell it.